Hello,
it's Corey
and Connor,
and this is Obsessed. It's like October's done.
It's crazy. This year is almost done.
This is literally blowing mind.
I was saying something the other day. I was like, this has been a weird year.
It has been a really weird year because it's been like a series of like really highs and like really lows. And this month I feel like was the same thing. It's like flown by.
It was like your birth. Well, we talked about your party last time.
Yeah, but
you went away to Portland at the beginning of the month.
My birthday like just did not end this year, which is funny because it was like such a random birthday. I know. We had like my party, and then I went and I flew to Portland to visit my brother Dylan, and it was a blast. It was so much fun because for one thing, it actually feels like fall there. It's changing colors, the trees, it's beautiful. Everybody's drinking like, I mean, it's very niche. They're like organic coffee and, you know, all that stuff. People are really into beer. I got to see my friend Kristen, who shout out, she's totally our number one fan. She's always posts about it. She hooked it up. We went to like her boyfriend's brewery. And then we drove out to the coast and like
beautiful.
Just drove and stopped and had clam chowder and drank beer, and it was fabulous. And then all of a sudden it was Halloween. Seriously. It's like really what I feel like.
Yeah. Well, and you like double costumed it this year.
Oh my God. I know. Like, what is happening? Because it was my uncle's 60th birthday and they were having like a big costume party, and this was like the weekend before Halloween, and I had requested off work. It was like a whole big thing. Cut to 6:30 at night. The party is at 8 o'clock. I'm on Hollywood Boulevard, legit crying because don't have a costume.
And it's my worst nightmare.
Oh, I know. It's the worst. And Jack, my boyfriend, and Justin, my roommate, they're like obsessed with Halloween. Somehow they pulled
it
together.
They're like everything about Halloween that like
stresses you out. Yeah. I know. Like there's like everything is super. And Jack, like if I was going to be a character from a movie, I can't just like be a character. It's like I have to do it exactly down to the final touch.
Like as close as you can get to like calling the costume designer and getting the actual costume.
Like legit. So for that, I was Go-Go from Kill Bill, the girl who like gets killed and she has the raining blood tears.
Looked fab.
It looked amazing. I was really proud of myself. And then our costume somehow came together. I did not think it was going to.
It was last minute. We did What Hot American Summer, Bradley Cooper, Amy Poehler. Yeah, I was very – I went to a thrift store the day before Halloween and literally just walked in and, like, found, like, the outfit that he – like, I don't know how I did it. And I was just
and
like,
honestly,
oh, wow.
It really stressed me out because Connor texted me in, like, the exact outfit. Like, the exact – what was the shirt? What was
A Lacoste polo.
Exact thing. And – this was the day before Halloween. Really, I did three costumes because I had to dress up for work, which I just did, like, goth.
We weren't allowed to dress up at my work.
Oh, you're
too
fancy.
We're not that kind of place,
that's
apparently.
Hilarious. But, yeah, so Connor texted me this, and I was thinking, I was like, I might have to text Connor and be like, I'm out. You have to do this costume on your own. I cannot pull it together. Once again, Jack came to the rescue.
Always.
Day of Halloween, like, 2 hours before I had to go to work, we're, like, running around. Find the costume at thrift stores. Jack paints on like little seashells on my t-shirt. We go to a costume party. We are the motherfucking hit.
Yeah. So fab. They had a photo booth.
Oh my God. It was amazing.
And it's so funny. I went up to Corey in the middle of the party and was like, I'm just really happy right now. Like I've never had someone that I could like do costumes with. Because like last year, like Corey, you've like reinvigorated my like... I like love for Halloween.
Yes.
Like I'm excited now to like do costumes.
Well,
like,
it's also so nice for me too, because though, yeah, I have a boyfriend and usually you can convince your boyfriend to do a couple's costume with you. Jack ain't that kind of guy because he's being like the most random character from the most random movie you could ever think of. So now that I have like a partner in crime that I can also do costumes with, and I feel like granted last year I did get Connie Britton to retweet our picture. Amy Poehler's not really on that.
Neither is Bradley Cooper.
On, you know, has that game. But we got a lot of people wanting to take pictures with us. And really, I feel like that's all we really care about.
So it was a short month, but it had a really great ending to it.
It did. We got really good Instagram pictures. So
yes,
I'm feeling great.
We have a lot of obsessions that we can't wait to talk about. fall finally started in October.
Our ultimate obsession is this season.
And it was brought in thanks to Adele this year.
I mean,
Adele's back.
She is back. It has been, what, like 4 or 5 years?
Not that long. Let's not forget Skyfall. That was
okay. Yeah,
the Skyfall.
I mean, though, yes,
in the Skyfall.
I could listen to you do that forever. That wasn't like an emotional, like cry in my car, no, Adele song.
Yeah, it's been like 4 years since 4.5 years since she's released an album.
Yeah. Okay. And that, like, Adele, especially the song hitting off fall, like cold weather, driving in your car.
And the video with the fur. Oh my God. And the leaves.
She looks
and the hair.
Stunning.
Beautiful. It's a beautiful song.
That flip phone.
That first day, I listened to it like probably legit 20 times.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Just over and over and over.
I
in
did
the car.
Too. Your dub like, smash
so
was my
many
favorite.
People
thing.
I texted just like, hey, Adele's back, just so you know. Like, oh, Adele's back.
We all need to like be on the same page about this. Adele's song being out, though, has made me go back to like only in my car, I only listen to
Adele.
Well,
I was in a restaurant and they were like playing Rolling in the Deep. I was like, oh, okay, it's okay to play Adele
again,
yeah. in like, a public space.
Absolutely.
It's okay.
Because I feel like everybody got a little burnout. And
oh,
then she went away and she was smart. Because now my Spotify in my car is only Adele songs. When I'm driving home from work, which is usually like always around like midnight, and I'm just like on the streets by myself, I will roll the window down and fucking belt as loud as I possibly can every Adele song.
Perfect.
Giving me life.
You should.
I know. It's amazing.
I missed her. I did.
I did too. And she totally pulled like a semi Beyonce.
She pulled an almost Beyonce, but like the Adele's version of Beyonce. She like announced like they were like, oh, but I'm going to put a song. Like, here we go.
Is that what she sounds like?
Yeah. And then she, like, I've read so many interviews, obviously. Like,
obviously.
Have you seen her Rolling Stone cover?
Oh, my God.
Stunning.
Stunning.
So beautiful. I didn't even recognize her.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
And she was, like, talking about how she was so nervous. Like, obviously, because, like, how can you top? Like, she was, like, everything when
yeah,
that last album came
totally.
Out. Totally. She was saying, like, you know, she wrote, like, a whole thing about her baby, the whole album, but no one wants to hear that crap, so she just scrapped it, like...
Which is true. Like, I don't
want
to hear about
smart.
Your baby.
Like, Beyonce knows, too. Like, she put out, like, one song about her baby in her, like, last album. Like,
yeah.
They know. Like, we don't really care.
Yeah. We just want to hear about heartbreak and love. You know, live vicariously
so
through them.
So, we're obviously anticipating the November 20th release.
Can't wait.
And she's performing in SNL the next day.
Literally.
She's doing a Christmas special on NBC. The whole
thing. Connor just told me that she was doing a Christmas special. And this is going to be my biggest obsession of the holiday season. Because I can already imagine, like... us sitting down with some peppermint schnapps and hot chocolate.
Yeah. She'll put out like some single of some Christmas song.
Oh my God.
The first
it's
going to
give me life. It's going to give me life.
It'll be great.
I'm like already so hardcore jonesing for Christmas music, but I'm like really having to like
hold myself
back. I have another month. I have Thanksgiving. Like it's going to be good.
But we're really feeling, I mean, it is legit colder here today than it is on the East Coast.
Which is insane.
I'm sitting
it's like
here
60
in
degrees.
A jacket in your house.
Yeah. It's absurd. But I'm so excited because fall weather clothes are...
I spent, like, way too much money on J. Crew online, like, a month ago. And
your
now
obsession
like,
with J. Crew is, like, hit an all-time high.
Well, because
high,
somehow they
like...
found my address because I'm a card-holding member now. And they, like, sent me magazines. They sent me just men's magazines. And it's, like,
oh,
the shirts
so
look
smart.
So good.
They do. They do. I saw a girl the other day, and she had the cutest, like, little black felt hat. And I was like, where'd you get it from? J. Crew. I was like,
it's
oh, my God.
Like
they're getting it. Oh, I'm sure it is. I really want to buy it, though, obviously.
Everything in there goes on sale eventually.
I know. Yeah. Fall weather clothes, being able to layer things. Pretty much, I just want to live in flannel anyways. And in the fall time, it's, like, acceptable to, like, a flannel and a scarf and, like, maybe a vest.
Yeah.
Throw it in there. And a felt hat, and you're looking cute.
Dude, I get
as
special
fuck.
Deals there with my card. If I should look online and see if.
Yeah.
I have like 40% off right now or something like that.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, let's do that so I can buy this felt hat. It's
so
my
we're
dream.
Gonna go broke before the holidays, even so.
Just by buying stuff for ourselves. You know, we gotta be
I'm
hashtag
overbuying
cute.
Things for people. I'm like, every year I'm like, I'm gonna tell everyone I'm not buying you anything. You
but
don't
see,
have to buy me
anything.
See,
that's part of my thing though, is like, I love buying things. That's a problem that I probably have, but like, it gives me an excuse to buy things of like, oh, well, this is for somebody else. That's like, okay, my ultimate shopping obsession recently has been Target. Obviously, it always is.
Yeah.
But I've recently figured out how when I go with Jack, my boyfriend hates Target. It's like his least
well,
favorite
there's
place.
No way to go in there and spend less than $100.
I know. So I've figured out ways like, okay, well, we have to go there because we need like dishwashing soap
paper
or something.
Paper towels.
Exactly. And I'm really into like – things for the home lately and like really just trying to like spice up our living room. And the other day I went and bought pillows just for myself. They're like on sale, $15, like for the couch. And Jack really liked them. And I was like, well, I really think we need another one. Somehow I convinced him to go. Every time we've gone, I've convinced him that we need something else. I have a throw for my couch now. I know. I shouldn't be giving my secret away.
He's gonna figure you out.
I know, but I'm grateful. I am so grateful because by the time I have this Christmas party that I will inevitably have, this house is going to be looking bomb.
On fleek.
On fleek. Fall fleek.
Fall fleek. Oh, I love it. So hello from the other side. I must have called 1,000 times to tell you.
Hey guys, October's done. All your crazy slutty costumes, we're done with
it.
Put them away for another year. Now it's time to like get into like classy holiday fun.
November, I'm so excited for.
Yeah, we're both going on trips. You leave tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm going to San Francisco tomorrow.
I'm so jealous.
My parents are going to be there. We're doing like a private wine tour.
I mean, you're going to be living the life. I need lots of Instagram pictures and texts.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lots of Snapchats.
You're going to Thanksgiving.
I'm going to Austin and Corpus Christi, Texas for Thanksgiving this year.
That'd be so fun.
I'm so excited. My grandmother literally texted me yesterday and she was like, so I've heard you're really famous for making these mashed potatoes. I was wondering if you could make them for Thanksgiving. Text me all the ingredients and I'll have them waiting
so
for
cute.
You. I know. And then she texted me like little emojis of like party hats because she's so excited. I die. I cannot wait.
I'm just looking forward to Adele's album. Like, that's what November's all
about
for me.
Of course, yes.
We've got T-minus, like, 2 weeks, I think.
It's going to be amazing. Like, we should just drink a bottle of wine and listen to the full album.
Put
just
the
cry
lights
out.
Down.
Yeah. Absolute mood lighting. I can't wait. The fall weather is in the air, freaking finally. I'm ready to drink some hot chocolate, some peppermint schnapps.
Some cider.
I'm pulling off the urge to pull out the Christmas decorations for at least 3 weeks.
Yeah. You can wait.
I can. But, I mean, holidays are in the air, guys.
They're coming.
Get ready.